On today's show, a labor dispute could delay the introduction of Hyundai's new Kona CUV, Mercedes tests on-demand delivery with drones, and I give my driving impressions of the new Kia Stinger. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. We recently noted that part of the reason Hyundai sales are off in the U.S. is because the automaker is cutting back on its fleet sales, but pointed out it could get a boost before the end of the year with the Kona CUV arriving early. However, that year-end boost doesn't look like it will be coming. Reuters reports that Hyundai's workers at its plant in South Korea have stopped building the CUV. The automaker's labor union says that Hyundai wants to add more automation at the plant and outsource more assembly, which would lead to a number of layoffs. The two sides are currently in negotiations over worker pay, and the union warned of a wider strike if things don't change. There's no way to know how long this will last, but every day it does, more than 1,200 less Konas are being produced. Earlier this month, BMW, Daimler, Ford, and the VW Group formed a new joint venture called IONITY, which will build a high-power charging network for EVs across Europe. And now the group is a little bit bigger. Shell has partnered with the IONITY team. Other energy suppliers have announced their own plans to put charging stations in Europe, but Shell says IONITY will be the key to addressing long-distance travel in the region. Still to come, Mercedes tests delivering packages with drones.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Cars in the future are going to generate a lot of data, and there's going to be a big opportunity for automakers to make a boatload of cash by monetizing that data. However, companies will need to be careful and pay close attention to different data collection laws, not only between countries, but also between states. On a recent AutoLine this week, Jennifer Dukarski, a lawyer with Butzel Long, discussed the issue.
Well, you need to know what laws are out there, and I think actually having U.S. data go over to Europe is probably far easier than importing it the other direction. The European standards are significantly more, I don't want to say onerous, but they're definitely more thought out and currently on paper than our standards. Just look here in the United States. There are 48 states that have data breach and data-related laws. If you're in Alabama and South Dakota, you're perfectly fine. There's no reporting. There's no mandates. There's no definitions of personal identifying information. So this whole structure and framework doesn't even exist. So when you're collecting this data, when you're transporting it, you really need to understand as a company where your data is going, where you're storing it, are you compliant, and we really need to hope that you're not going to have to shift your vehicle when you cross state lines into a whole different opt-in, opt-out regime. That's just frightening to think about.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And don't forget to check out our coverage of the LA Auto Show. John will be on the floor of the show talking with the people who helped create the new reveals. Look for those interviews starting later this afternoon. Delivering packages with drones could become a big business, and that's why Mercedes-Benz recently tested on-demand delivery using drones. Over a 10-day period, the company made 100 flights over the city of Zurich without any incidents. Two drones were used along with two Vito vans that had landing platforms integrated on the roof. The company is still studying the results, but it's very bullish on the technology. You may remember that it introduced a concept last year called the Vision Van that features a fully automated cargo space to load packages onto a drone for delivery. And coming up next, what it's like behind the wheel of the all-new Kia Stinger.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Last week we showed you what Kia thinks its all-new Stinger can do for the brand, and a little bit of why and who will buy the car. But now it's my turn to tell you what it's like. And I'm here to tell you, it's a good car. If you view the Stinger as it was designed to be. The chief designer at Kia Motors Europe describes this best. Quote, "The new Kia Stinger is a true Gran Turismo, a car for spirited long distance. It's not about outright power, hard-edged dynamics, and brutal styling, all at the expense of luxury, comfort, and grace. The Stinger has nothing to do with being the first to arrive at the destination. This car is all about the journey." And you know what? That about sums up my experience. The Kia Stinger has good power delivery from its optional 365-horsepower V6 and a sporty enough suspension that allows you to enjoy tight, twisting roads, but still soaks up the bumps so well, you don't feel as though you're going as fast as you really are. And if there's anything great about the Stinger, it's its Brembo brakes. They're save-your-butt good and even feature a software tune that limits the effects a driver feels from brake fade. If there's anything to complain about on the Stinger, I would have to say it's the interior. Kia did say it paid close attention to the seats, which can be had with Nappa leather and 16-way adjustability, but I don't think it paid enough attention to the dash layout. I wish the driver's gauges were a little more sporty and youthful looking, and I don't think I'll ever be a fan of these high mount floating display screens. They just look like somebody went, "Oh blank, we forgot an infotainment screen. Let's just slap one on top of here." Kia must have also forgot that no one is buying sedans right now, especially performance sedans. I'm not so sure Stinger sales are going to be very good, but they may not need to be. If the Stinger can truly change people's perception of the brand, like it thinks it could, Kia might be okay with a few less sales. But it may not even come to that. Kia says there are already 25,000 people with their hands in the air saying they want a Stinger. And I hope I'm wrong, because the Stinger is a good car. And I really like when brands try to break out of the shell they're perceived to be in. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and we'll be right back here again tomorrow.